Second phase of the revolution.
Of the revolution. Of the revolution. Of the revolution.
Leap in production.
Leap in manufacturing and production is one of the major strategies within the framework of a resistant economy, as it speeds up establishment of stable infrastructures. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said that the current trend of production and manufacturing in the country is insufficient and stressed the need for strengthening manufacture and production. The leader pointed to prohibition of imports as one of the prerequisites for leap in production. He said, "We're not opposed to imports, but we emphasize that the product that is made or can be made within the country shouldn't be imported." Dear listeners, agriculture is one of the key sectors in Iran's economy. The production of strategic crops is important in the sense that it contributes to the country's independence and provides the path for reaching an ideal economy. Stay with us for more. Presently, there are three staple crops which play a basic role in the basket of Iranian families, namely wheat, rice and oilseeds. Turning into a developed country with the first rank in the region in scientific, economic and technological terms, and food security, especially the maximal production of strategic products, are among the main objectives of Iran's development plan, which have been addressed in the leader's statement for the second phase of the Islamic Revolution. No doubt, reaching the specific goals in the plan require development of human resources and proper application of scientific and technological principles in all sectors of the economy, with a leap in production, particularly in the agricultural sector. Oilseeds are considered as a source of energy as well as cereals. The oil has nutritious value for human beings, and the oil cake is used for food for livestock due to high amount of protein. These seeds are also used in industry. According to Alireza Mohajer, an expert in the Ministry of Agriculture, an important index for evaluation of food security in macro level is the rate of self-sufficiency of food products or the scale of provision of basic nutritious needs from the domestic production. This will not only enhance the country's global reputation, will also indicate the improvement of agricultural productivity, efficiency of capital and workforce in agriculture, effectiveness of government policies and rural development. These factors will lead to economic growth, saving of hard currencies and foreign exchange, reduction of dependence and reinforcement of national security. Because of Iran's diverse climate and a highly trained and efficient workforce, a survey of successful countries has indicated that cultivation of oilseeds shows that Iran can minimize its dependence on these products. Not long ago, production of oilseeds was limited to just soybean, sunflower, and cottonseed, mainly in northern Iranian provinces. Currently, however, canola seed has been prioritized due to climatic conditions, autumn cultivation, and little need for water. Presently, near 220,000 hectares of land have been dedicated to the cultivation of canola seed. Thus, it is estimated that over 400,000 tons of canola will be harvested from the farms. In view of this, more than 30% of foreign exchange has been allocated to the production and extraction of oil seeds annually, so that over $41 billion has been the value of oil seeds imported for the past 25 years. To put it more simply, the dependence rate has been nearly 90%, which leads to high vulnerability, especially at times of sanctions. It has been planned to cultivate approximately 70,000 hectares of land with soybean to yield some 160,000 tons of the seed, 20,000 hectares with sunflower to yield nearly 30,000 tons of the seed, and 35,000 hectares have been dedicated to cultivating sesame seed to yield around 40,000 tons of the product. Increase in production of oilseeds will not only promote job creation and secure parts of national need for nutritious oil, it will also provide oil cake for consumption in animal husbandry. Thus, it can indirectly contribute to securing protein and solve the per capita energy consumption in the country. Self-sufficiency in production of oilseeds is considered very important, and the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has highlighted this issue in previous years. He has said, "We should reach self-sufficiency in the field of oilseeds, especially canola seed." As it was mentioned, canola can be cultivated in autumn and can benefit from autumn rainfall. It can be cultivated in various provinces of Iran and can be cultivated alternatively with other cereals. The high quality of canola has turned it into one of the best oils to produce. Furthermore, its cultivation has positive effect in sustainability of production, controlling cereal diseases, better functioning of the next product, and improvement of agricultural soils in general. In order to enhance health conditions and decreased consumption of harmful oils, the cultivation of oil seeds such as canola has been seriously put on the agenda of Iran's agricultural ministry.